Well, in our radio car this morning is Peter Riddle, who's director of the Institute of Government. He also served on the detainee inquiry, which looked into allegations against the government over the improper treatment of detainees. Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you think this should now be handled? I wonder what you make of John Mann's idea that perhaps the route to go down is one of a national institute rather than a public inquiry.
Well, I think John Mann, in fact, defined the problem when he talked about the number of people who are now coming forward. That's the whole problem. I mean, it's virtually impossible to have an inquiry, ranging as it is over decades, covering a wide range of different institutions, from the health service, the BBC, children's homes, politics and so on. You know, how is it supposed to get to grips with the issues? A lot of people are dead who allegedly did the abuse. So I think it's such an enormous issue. The victims are bound to be disappointed, because what are they looking for? Are they looking for the truth, so to speak, which may be very difficult to find, or is it to have new systems to ensure it won't happen again, which seemed to be the point of the original Butler-Schloss inquiry? I think the problem is it is so widely defined, and that's why John Mann's right. It isn't so much who chairs it, but the nature of the inquiry itself.
But should that person come from outside the establishment in order to have the credibility and the support of the victims?
Well, I think the establishment is a meaningless term. The establishment is someone I don't trust, someone I disagree with. If you're saying to run an inquiry you need someone who's qualified in legal process, which is what Elizabeth Butler-Schloss was saying yesterday, well, they're probably going to be a lawyer or a judge. Does that automatically make them a member of the establishment? Does the fact, say, John Mann's an MP make him part of the establishment? So I find it a very useless term. I think the key thing is, and this would have occurred in both the cases which have occurred so far with Elizabeth Butler-Schloss and Fiona Wolf, is there a conflict of interest? That's the key point, not are they distinguished people. Distinguished people could be perfectly objective. We've had inquiries run by people who have been distinguished lawyers, which have worked extremely well. The real thing, is there an overt conflict of interest, and are the procedures credible? And I think actually the bigger problem is not who the person is, but can you have an inquiry which remotely satisfies the victims' groups, or have you got to be very frank and say, this is what we're trying to do, and to be honest, it's a bit more limited than you hope for.
Peter Riddle, thank you very much.